This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. While mediators continue to work to free all hostages in Gaza, there's a spotlight on the children being held by Hamas as a ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terror group is extended 2 more days. VOA's Lisa Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
On Monday, mediator Qatar announced that Israel and Hamas agreed to extend a ceasefire for 2 more days, raising hopes among Israelis that more people, including children that Hamas had taken hostage on October 7th, would be released. Israel says Hamas captured 40 children out of a total of 240 hostages. An official from Qatar said that 10 of the children are under the control of other militant groups and that it's not clear if Hamas can find them. The Israeli families say that the reunions with their children released from Hamas captivity are bittersweet because there are still so many remaining hostages. They say they will not rest until every family is reunited. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un received photos taken by the country's recently launched spy satellite showing the White House, Pentagon, and aircraft carriers and U.S. naval bases. That's what the country's state media reported on Tuesday. Here's KRT newsreader Ri Chun-hee saying in Korean that Kim Jong-un did in fact receive the satellite photos on November 27th, which showed the White House and the Pentagon.
평양 시간 11월 27일. 23시 36분 25초 워싱턴의 백악관 펜타곤 등의 대상들을 촬영한 자료들을 구체적으로 보고받으시었습니다.
And the first man is rescued from a collapsed Indian highway tunnel after 17 days. For more stories, visit us online. This is VOA News. Some U.S. news now. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he will renew efforts to replace the U.S. healthcare service known as Obamacare if he wins a second term. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Former President Donald Trump says he wants to reopen the contentious fight over the Affordable Care Act. Trump posted on his social media site that he is seriously looking at alternatives to Obamacare. President Joe Biden's campaign cast the call as yet another extremist proposal from the GOP frontrunner. The back and forth points to what could be a key issue in a general election rematch between Trump and Biden. Healthcare has generally been a better issue for Democrats than Republicans, who have largely abandoned efforts to repeal the law in recent years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cities across the U.S. are cracking down on homeless encampments. AP correspondent Donna Warder has that story.
In Denver, David Schoberg says he doesn't know where he'll go.
My wife and I have separate camps, and so it would be shoring it up, as we call it, and wander to the nearest couple blocks from here.
The removal of homeless encampments is increasing throughout the U.S., but homeless advocate Kelsang Varia says it accomplishes nothing.
The money they spend on all their fencing and all their personnel and the police and the city, you know, is astronomical compared to what they could pay to get these folks inside.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says leaving hazardous encampments to fester is not compassionate. Newsom's state is home to nearly one-third of the country's homeless population. I'm Donna Warder.
And in other world news headlines, the widow of a French serial killer goes on trial over her role in 3 murders dating back several decades, including the killing of a British woman whose body was found in a river in 1990. Far-right anti-Islam Dutch politician Geert Wilders tries to kickstart the arduous process of forming a coalition, still reeling from the collapse of initial efforts before talks had even started. Organizers will announce the host of the 2030 World Expo with Rome, Italy, Saudi capital Riyadh, and South Korea's Busan contending to welcome the showpiece event, which is held every 5 years. And Chinese-founded fashion giant Shein has confidentially applied to go public in the U.S. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, calling the move potentially one of the biggest IPOs in years. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.